Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
I'm Rich Strappolino, and these are the tech headlines for the week that was. In a blog post, Facebook COO Sheryl Sandberg announced new policies to combat misinformation on the platform regarding the 2020 U.S. election and census, coinciding with the publication of Facebook's Civil Rights Audit Progress Report. Facebook will ban ads that discourage voting, with new policy and enforcement details promised before the 2019 U.S. gubernatorial elections. The company also announced it is treating the U.S. Census with the same priority as the election, with policies that forbid any census interference or misinformation on the platform, dedicated training for employees working on census ads and content, and working with external organizations to promote census participation. Nielsen's mid-year music report showed an increase in streaming music of 31.6% over the first half of last year to a record 507.7 billion streams, though it was a slower growth rate than the previous years. Nielsen attributes the success to the singles by Ariana Grande, Billie Eilish, Khalid, BTS, and Lil Nas X, among other factors. But the report also notes that the impact of TikTok and its 500 million worldwide monthly users. TikTok made Lil Nas X's Old Town Road the most consumed on-demand song of the year so far, with 1.3 billion streams. Nielsen also notes video streams of music are growing faster at 39.6% versus audio, which was up 27.8%. Physical album sales, digital album and track sales, and even vinyl sales have all decreased. NVIDIA has refreshed its RTX line, the RTX 2060 Super and RTX 2070 Super, available on July 9th for the same price as their previous numbered versions, that's $399 and $499 respectively. On July 23rd, the $699 RTX 2080 Super will be available, and NVIDIA will continue selling the RTX 2080 Ti for $999 and the RTX 2060, which will be marked down to $349. The 2070 and 2080 graphics cards are being phased out by NVIDIA. Sources tell CNBC that Dish Network and T-Mobile have agreed to a deal that brings T-Mobile closer to a deal with rival carrier Sprint. The U.S. government has argued that an agreement between the two companies wouldn't ensure Dish would represent meaningful competition following the $26 billion merger between Sprint and T-Mobile. T-Mobile's parent company, Deutsche Telekom, says it will sell assets like wireless spectrum licenses and make other promises to help conserve competition in the cellular market. U.S. Representative Maxine Waters sent a letter to Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg, Chief Operating Officer Sheryl Sandberg, and Calibra CEO David Marcus formally requesting Facebook cease implementation plans of the Libra cryptocurrency system. The letter expressed concern that without proper regulation, the service poses a danger to global financial stability and could be exploited by bad actors. Hearings on the project are scheduled in the U.S. Senate July 16th and the U.S. House July 17th. Windows 10 Your Phone app now shows Android notifications on Windows desktop. New messages from WhatsApp, Facebook, Twitter, Messenger, and other apps will appear in Your Phone, and if you dismiss them there, they will also be dismissed on your Android phone. The Your Phone app already allowed for responding to messages. An upcoming feature will let users click on a notification to pull up and mirror the phone's screen where they can take action. Reuters reports an internal letter from the U.S. Commerce Department's Deputy Director of the Office of Export Enforcement, John Sonderman, told staff to continue to treat Huawei as a, quote, restricted entity. Applications from companies that want to sell to Huawei should be considered on merit and be viewed under a presumption of denial. This appears to be the only official guidance on Huawei, since President Trump told the press some U.S. companies could resume selling hardware to Huawei in certain cases. Bloomberg reports that Samsung believes it has fixed issues with screen durability of the Galaxy Fold and will soon begin commercial production. The screen protector will now flow into the bezel, so it doesn't look like something that can be peeled off. One source said that Samsung will address the Fold at its Galaxy Note 10 event on August 7th. A new report from Apple analyst Ming-Chi Kuo claims that Apple will move away from the butterfly keyboard switch mechanism with the refreshed MacBook Air coming out later this year, and then later with the MacBook Pro in 2020. The new keyboards will be based on scissor switches, which will offer better key travel and durability, but not be as thin as the outgoing butterfly design. Sources tell Recode that Walmart's e-commerce division projects a $1 billion loss in 2019 on revenue between $21 and $22 billion. The division, led by Jet.com founder and CEO Mark Lohr, is reportedly under pressure to cut losses, with plans to sell the online clothing label ModCloth, which it acquired for $50 million in 2017. Walmart's e-commerce market share increased to 4.7% this year, making up 5% of Walmart's total U.S. business. Sony announced the WF-1000XM3 noise-canceling wireless earbuds. The buds use four microphones for active noise cancellation, with each bud connected to the source audio over Bluetooth 5, rather than having one bud connect and then relay the signal to the other. Each earbud has a touch panel to control various functions, includes NFC for pairing, and has a quick attention mode to let in ambient sound without removing the earbuds. Battery life is rated at 6 hours with noise canceling enabled, 8 hours without, and the included charging case offers up to 24 hours of noise canceling power. The WM1000XM3 costs $230. Pre-orders are open now, with shipping expected sometime in August. And finally, Google suspended Trends alert notifications in New Zealand after it published the name of a murder suspect in violation of a court order. The incident occurred in December 2018 when the name was sent in the subject line of an email to anyone subscribed to the What's Trending in New Zealand alerts. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com, and remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
The biggest names in tennis are coming to Paris for the most anticipated Roland Garros in years. Tennis Channel Plus is your place to watch. Stream every court from your phone or smart TV live in HD. Experience 3 weeks of unparalleled tournament access as the world's top players in tennis face off against each other. Will the veteran champions continue their dominance, or will a fresh face emerge to challenge their legacy on the clay courts? Daily live coverage of this epic showdown begins Monday, May 20th. Don't miss a matchup. Stream it now with Tennis Channel Plus to be there when it happens.